now.
Deadly Accident Extension. I'm Elliot Francis. It was a horrific crash in Southwest Texas, claiming 13 lives as a church van and a truck collide on a two-lane highway. Alan Skyer reports.
The bus had come from a church in the town of New Braunfels. Police say the bus and a pickup truck hit head-on about 75 miles west of San Antonio. They're still investigating the cause of the crash, and First Baptist Church of New Braunfels put out a statement saying it'll have counselors on hand to help with the families. Governor Greg Abbott put out a statement saying he and his wife extend their deepest condolences to the victims of this unimaginable tragedy and their families. He says all Texans should join him in offering thoughts and prayers. Alan Skaya, Dallas.
That bus carrying senior churchgoers returning from a retreat. Hawaii's attorney general says a federal judge's decision to extend an order blocking President Trump's travel ban affirms values of religious freedom. That ban now in place until the state resolves a lawsuit against the order. I'm Elliot Francis. Two former members of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's administration have been convicted for their roles in the Bridgegate scandal. Steve Kastenbaum reports.
Bill Baroni told a federal judge that he regretted what he did. Baroni said he was wrong, and he apologized to the mayor of Fort Lee, who was the target of the politically motivated traffic jam in September of 2013. But he said other people who were not charged were also involved. The judge sentenced the former deputy executive director of the Port Authority to 2 years in prison. Governor Christie's former deputy chief of staff was sentenced to 18 months. Bridget Kelly also apologized and said she never intended to cause harm. Many months ago, Christie appointee David Wildstein pleaded guilty to being the architect of the plot and turned government's witness. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Police in Washington, D.C. say a woman is under arrest this morning after she drove a car into a police vehicle just blocks from the Capitol. Officers fired shots during the arrest. No one was injured. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Maryland is not going to become a sanctuary state. The state Senate president says a bill to protect people in the U.S. illegally will not pass the Senate in its current form.
Senate President Thomas V. Mike Miller says the state needs to allow immigrants to, quote, live in freedom, but not protect felons who are here illegally and end up in the judicial system. A bill that passed the House last week would prevent authorities from stopping people solely to ask about their status. His comments come 2 days after U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions urged Maryland not to pass the legislation. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
That woman accused of crashing her car into a police cruiser and nearly hitting several police officers near the Capitol yesterday is due in court this afternoon. 20-year-old Talia Everett is charged with 7 counts of assault on a police officer, among other offenses. Court records also indicate Everett was supposed to appear in court yesterday in a domestic violence case. Metro's biggest labor union today is set to unveil its plan to fix Metro, but leaders and lawmakers are still skeptical.
ATU Local 689's plan is titled Fix It, Fund It, Make It Fair. They're releasing it today. A lot of focus was on the union yesterday, though, to hearing on Metro on Capitol Hill, but they weren't portrayed in the best light.
Mr. Wiedefeld is the first general manager in my memory who has had the intestinal fortitude to impose discipline.
Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly says workers are being held accountable for the first time in a while.
Inspectors who falsified inspections have been fired.
GM Paul Wiedefeld also says he's implementing stricter sick day policies.
You're allowed to get sick, but after so many, basically we can start to do discipline.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And a Baltimore man is going to prison for the rest of his life for killing the two guys who parked in his parking space. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 20,659. The Nasdaq at 5898. Sports, the Wizards fall to the Clippers. The Caps win their 6th in a row. Exhibition baseball, the Nats and O's both lose, and both will wrap up their Florida schedules today. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation? Pay off bills or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 7979-79. That's INVESTOR to 7979-79-79. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through the district, a portion of Pennsylvania Avenue going outbound closed with fire department activity. So Pennsylvania Avenue going outbound between Alabama Avenue and Southern Avenue Southeast. Again, fire department activity coming inbound. You're not affected. You're in good shape. DC 295 northbound at Benning. Work crews along the right side around the Beltway right now. Good shape. Maryland, Virginia. No problems reported on Virginia's 95, 395. Off to a good start there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pushing some rain into the forecast now as we look ahead toward late tonight and Friday. Friday may even get some thunderstorms. Clear this morning with some high clouds starting to filter in. We'll go through the day, become mostly cloudy, 56. Rain after midnight tonight, 47. Rain and thunderstorms tomorrow, 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Woodbridge, 43 in Rockville, 49 degrees in Washington. President Trump's historic first meeting with the President of China will come next week at Mar-a-Lago. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning. And coming up on the show at 7:05, we will be joined by the chair of the Republican Party of Virginia, John Whitbeck, and he'll give us the latest on the governor's race in that state. 7:35, Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot will be here to talk beer, the Brewer's Bill.
Beer.
Is it ever too early? At 8:05, Matt Schlapp from the American Conservative Union to talk about Nunes, another healthcare vote possibility, and how things got hot on MSNBC. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you. We want to talk about a measure that has passed both the House and the Senate and now is headed to the president's desk that has to do with internet privacy. Now, the Obama administration, this is one of the weird ones, because this is something that was originally proposed by the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. They wanted to limit the ability of internet service providers, ISPs, people like, Verizon, AT&T, mm-hmm. Comcast. Many people get their internet service at home and at work through people like that. And until now, they've been able, or we're headed toward the direction of being able to sort of share information and sell information about where you went on the internet mm-hmm. to clients.
Sure.
So there was an Obama administration effort to put in some new regulations that were going into effect later this year. The effect of this bill, which has just passed the House and Senate, is to roll that back. And now internet service providers would be free to do that. And my question is, are you okay with that? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I find myself in the rare position of liking what the Obama administration had done in this regard and not liking so much what Republicans have done. But let me just explain one thing. People say, well, they already get my information. That's true. If you go to Google, for example, and you use Google as a search engine, there's a contract sort of implicit in that. You know, I'm getting a product, I'm getting a service here in the form of a search engine. And if I choose to use this search engine, then they have the right to sort of market whatever it is. That's why you sometimes will search for something mm-hmm. like a product you want to buy, and all of a sudden you happen to notice every website you go to has an ad for that product.
Right.
That's how that happens. If you go to Facebook, same thing. But you're using Facebook. It's a product that you choose to use. The difference here is, in my mind, that internet service providers are a product that you pay for. You're paying for the right to get on the internet and search for a material. It's not something that they pay that you get for free. You're paying for it. So you're paying for something, and then they get the right to also take the information you have and sell it so that people know the things that you've been looking at. People, by the way, believe that internet service providers get a more complete look at what you do with the internet than do perhaps people right. at Google, etc. So are you okay with this idea? Privacy experts are a little concerned about it. I'm a little concerned about it. I think I get my internet through one of these internet service providers I mentioned just a moment ago, cable provider. In this particular case. And if I find out they're selling my information, I will find some way to get my internet another direction. I simply don't think it's their business.
Well,
well, you said, oh, well, you know, you pay for it. But we've had this conversation before. You pay for your smart TV. You pay for your Alexa. Is that what you use?
Yeah, the Amazon thing,
or someone
thing,
pays
right?
for Siri. They data mine you right, left, and sideways.
And
they know what time you come home.
And
they know what time you leave.
And I choose to use those products knowing that.
Right, but so it isn't the fact that you're paying for a product. For you, it's the fact that you got an agreement that you said, I agree to the terms and conditions. Most people don't read them.
Mm-hmm.
But you agreed to the terms and conditions knowing that they are going to data mine the heck out of you.
And I make a judgment about whether or not it's worth it.
But what you're saying is that Google or any of these search engines, and I'm a Bing fan, by the way, they're not telling you. There's no agreement.
No, that's not
so
what
it's
I'm
the
saying.
Lack
I want to make
agreement.
I want to make sure we're clear. It's not Google. When you use Google, you're using
a product. Oh, I'm
sorry.
Yes, it's your internet provider.
Your provider.
Right, your provider.
Your
so
provider.
Whether it's a cable company or something along those lines, you don't get any kind of agreement that says, any kind of terms of service that says that where they disclose this information that they're going to sell it.
Well, not that I know of.
I don't remember.
But even if they do, I don't think it's right, and I would say no. Now,
okay.
Does that then limit my ability? Do I get to opt out? These are all open questions.
Right. Those are questions that need to be answered.
So, apparently,
the lack of notification.
According to some privacy experts, these internet service providers would not even have to notify you.
And that I have a problem
with. Yeah, I do
too. It's the lack of notification that bothers me.
Well, what do you think about it? The phone lines are open, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Are you okay with the president who's about, and it's going to be on his desk and he's expected to sign it, are you okay with the president signing a bill that allows your internet service provider to gather information about what you do on the internet and sell it to other clients? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Matt in Alexandria, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Whenever you search something on Google or Bing or whatever, you know, you go on your Facebook page and there pops up an ad of, you know, something that was related to what you were looking for. It's already done. I mean, they're already tracking what your interests are, what your tastes are. So what? I mean,
it's
tracking.
Different.
They already know.
But don't you see a difference? When you use a Google or a Bing or any of those other search engines, I mean, is Yahoo still around? I don't know. But you use those search engines.
Right.
You are getting a product. You are using their product. I want you to help me search the internet, and they in return get from you information about, you know, what you're going to look
mm-hmm.
at.
It doesn't matter. I mean, they've already known what you're doing. I mean, even if you make a purchase on Amazon, whatever it is.
Yeah, but again, you're missing my point, Matt.
You don't want to be tracked.
You're missing my point. All of that is good and fine if I make a decision, a conscious decision, that I want to use Google and I know full well that they're going to sell my information. I can make that decision. But with this new bill, the internet service providers wouldn't even have to ask you.
But just assume that they're going to.
Well, okay, but I don't want them to do that. That's not, I am paying for this product. I pay money for my internet access.
I don't understand how it's different than Alexa that you use. That also data mines you, but you know now in both situations you're choosing to buy that
service, and in both situations,
they're going to data mine you.
I get a service from
And you'll
from
get
Alexa.
A service from your internet provider too?
No, I pay for that.
But you pay for Alexa, don't you?
I paid for the device, and I pay for the service that it provides for me.
Right, so you pay for it.
I made that decision.
Right.
And I knew that.
Right, so what's the difference?
The internet at large, I'm paying for a service that says I pay for this access to the internet.
Yeah,
and I don't want them taking that information and selling it.
I understand you don't want to, but I think that ship
sailed.
I don't think it's fine. I think the ship sailed. I'm not quite. I don't get the outrage.
I see a difference because
I don't use. I don't have a smart TV. I don't use my voice command on my remote because I know that they data mine all that stuff.
And those are all decisions that you made.
Right.
Here, you don't have a decision, and it's a product that you buy.
Well, you don't have to buy it.
Well, you can choose. I guess you can choose not to go on the internet.
Right, go to the library.
All right, that's the solution.
There
we all
go
to the library.
Yeah, go to the library.
Well, what do you think about it? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-W. Mary apparently has no concerns about this whatsoever.
It's not that I don't have concerns. I just think that the ship sailed. I'm not. I don't understand. You use all these other things that data mine, and you don't have a problem with it.
But I have made those decisions.
Right. So,
I don't have a decision.
Here's
here.
Another tough decision for you.
I don't have a decision here. I'm not getting anything in return. except a product that I
you
pay for.
You are getting everything in return.
I'm paying for
but
it.
But you pay for your smart TV to I don't get pay, to watch TV.
And I make a decision about whether I want to check that little box,
Wait,
don't
but
I?
You're, so what you're saying then is internet is a necessity for you and you don't have a choice.
That's right.
And so you have to buy it.
The difference is I can make a decision about Google. And I choose.
Well, what other search engine are you going to use that doesn't data mine you?
They all do.
Well,
but
there you go. So, what's it, so you should get outraged about
I
that,
I can
too?
Make a decision about whether I choose to do that or not. There are other ways to find information on the internet. Besides,
how?
It's easy to do. It's easy to do. You just go to the website
and
you
think
look
they
at.
Don't data mine you?
I don't know.
They do. So what's the difference?
Because I'm paying for it. It's my dollars paying for a product, and they don't get the right to make a decision without asking me first.
So it's about the disclosure then, and we're back. Oh, my God, I feel like I'm at the DMV.
We'll take your calls in just a
moment.
It is
5:15.
Maddening.
Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten understands me. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Yeah, crack me up. All right, here we go. Coming in on 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie, nice and quiet. Good ride inside the Beltway, too, for now, through Chevrolet and Riverdale. We do have some fire department activity on a stretch of Pennsylvania Avenue that closes the outbound lanes, Pennsylvania Avenue and Southeast, between Alabama Avenue and Southern Avenue. Coming inbound below the rush, your travel lanes are open. Crossing the Wilson Bridge, American Legion Bridge, good time to get going, delay-free there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And today we'll have partly cloudy skies this morning. They're going to become more overcast during the afternoon, a high of 57. Tonight, the rain starts early, and it's going to evolve into a more steady rain overnight, a low of 47 tonight, and a chance of rain 70%, rainfall near a quarter of an inch. Tomorrow, thunderstorms, a high of 64. Chance of rain tomorrow, 100%. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 47 degrees at 517 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
All right, so a bill is headed to the president's desk that would allow internet service providers, people like Comcast, AT&T, Verizon, a lot of people get their internet through the cable, to actually sell your information without your consent. According to the Washington Post, this is their take on it. The consumers can easily abandon sites whose privacy practices they don't agree with, and that's your choice. It is far more difficult to choose a different internet provider.
True.
Many Americans have a choice of only one or two broadband companies in their area, according to federal statistics.
That I agree with.
Now, it's on the president's desk any day now, and he is expected to sign it. Are you okay with that? How about Nancy in Gainesville? You're on with Brian and Mary.
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't see what exactly is the big deal. I understand the argument, but I think there's a lot of things out there that we pay for, or if we think about it and we go through, and they collect our data and they do different things with our data. I just feel like if we're not at any kind of security risk or something being heightened where it's going to, you know, cost me more money or give me some kind of security risk, then I don't see what's the big deal.
Do you think there are places that you do this where you don't actually grant your permission?
Well, I mean, we have to grant our permission to go through the airport and have them go, you know, search us and take all our data.
Apples, oranges, I think, Nancy, at least to me.
There are plenty, talking about granting, because I was trying to think of places, because I agree with you about notification. Mm-hmm. If that's your bugaboo, that I get. And we are restricted to certain providers. That I get. But do you know there are certain places, certain malls and things like that, when you walk in, they know where you are based on your phone, stores you go to,
I was recently back there in the just before the Super Bowl, I was thinking about upgrading my TV, and I started looking at TVs, right? Then a couple of days later, I start getting ads, of course, you know, for everything I looked at, and it's about TVs. I walk into a big box store that sells big screen TVs, and at that very instant, as I entered the store, I got an email from that store saying, hey, by the way, we've got great deals on big screen TVs.
Creepy, scary. I don't like it, but I think the ship sailed.
David in D.C., you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say, David?
I was going to say I completely understand where you're coming from, Brian. It's not about what they're doing. It's about them having to notify you and ask your permission. Because if not, they could just do whatever they want, and we're trying to keep the government from doing that anyway.
Yeah, and it's and the other side of it for me is Google, I don't pay for it, but I make a decision that I want to use, for example, Google or Bing or whatever the internet provider is, the internet search engine is. I do pay for my internet access. That's money I pay for, and I ought to be able to use that without being mined without my permission. In my estimation, that's sort of a big
defense. I'll agree with you on the notification issue. That we can, and I agree that a lot of times we don't have choice because we don't have competition in internet service. Those two things I absolutely agree with, and I think they should have to notify you, but they're going to notify you. You're going to go, well, I don't have any other choice, so okay.
Yeah, Alan in Bristow, you're up with Brian and Mary. What do you say?
Good morning to y'all.
Morning.
Answer to your problem is actually quite simple. Cybersecurity has always been a matter of attack and defense. And so there's a browser called Tor, T-O-R, that anonymizes you. You go out on the web using this browser, and it goes from one of its servers to another, and by the time the request gets out to Google or whatever search engine you're using, they don't know where it came from.
And what's it called? Tor?
T-O-R.
P as in Paul?
Tango, Oscar, Romeo.
T-O-R.
T-O-R.
Okay, gotcha.
Tor.com?
I'm not sure if that's their, I think that's their home address, but you you can Google T-O-R.
All right, we'll take it.
You can Google T-O-R.
And immediately then you'll start seeing ads for it on your... Thank you for the call. That's helpful advice there. How about Marshall in Rockville? You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say?
I was going to suggest Tor, but there's also some search engines out there you can use that do not track you.
Ah.
Okay, DuckDuckGo, for example.
I was going to say DuckDuckGo is another one, yeah.
That's one. There's several other ones as well that do not track you. But people have been doing this for years. They use their frequent buyer cards at the drugstore, the grocery store, database, every purchase they make.
Yeah, but how are you about this idea of the internet?
You can choose to use Google. You can choose to use Bing. Or you cannot choose your ISP. You have to have an ISP. No matter what it is, you have to have an ISP.
Yeah, yeah.
So I disagree with this decision completely.
Yes.
I've been talking about this for years. Read the book, 1984. It's all in there.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I know. It's so scary.
All right. Well, we'll continue your calls here in just a moment. It's 522.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, it's awesome recommending my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are just killing it and exceeding sellers' expectations, getting top dollar and selling homes quick. Sarah and Debbie sold Ronnie and Diana's home in just 24 days at 100% of the asking price. Sarah and Debbie delivered a great ready home buyer using their unique selling system. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds already have the buyers. In fact, they have over 5,500 ready home buyers in their exclusive database and may already have a buyer for you. Let Sarah and Debbie show you buyers in real time that are interested in your home right now. Sarah and Debbie can help you sell your home fast and for top dollar, so why call anyone else? Call the only team you need to make this happen. That's my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Sarah and Debbie are waiting to hear from you at 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
This is such a blow to investors. You know what, right now, breaking news is stocks all around the world. And we're waiting for the market to open.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Style. Performance. Superior quality. America's luxury brand. All this from Ted Britt Lincoln. Arrive in style with the new 2017 Lincoln Black Label Continental. And only Ted Britt gives you their exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Britt. Arrive in style. In American-made luxury. TedBridLincolnOfChantilly.com.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Not so bad. 270 between Frederick and the Beltway. I'm looking at a good run each direction. Nothing reported heading to the Beltway on I-95, Baltimore-Washington Parkway at 29. Virginia's 95, too. That looks good up through to the Beltway and from 395. In the district, though, we still have some fire department activity closing a stretch of Pennsylvania Avenue outbound. Pennsylvania Avenue between Alabama Avenue and Southern Avenue. Again, that's because of fire department activity. If you're coming inbound, the inbound lanes are accessible. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry start to the day. We'll squeak out a dry day today before the rain arrives to wrap up the month tomorrow. Clouds and sunshine early, mostly cloudy later, 56. Rain after midnight tonight, 47. Rain and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 46 degrees at 526 on WMAL.
All right, so the vote in the House and the vote in the Senate, largely along party lines, rolls back an Obama regulation that was scheduled to go into effect later this year that would have, kept internet service providers, people like Comcast and AT&T, Verizon, those folks, who provide a lot of people with their internet access, the ability to sell their information. They say that would have blocked it. Now they've rolled that back with this vote. Are you okay with, your internet service provider being able to do what Google does and Facebook does and others do? But in my mind, it's different in that we're paying for it, and it's a product I pay for, and I don't want them doing it without my consent. Jim and Chantilly, what do you say? You're on with Brian and Mary Walter.
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
You could use a product called VPN, Virtual Private Network. I've been using it for years. I was stationed overseas, and you can't get service like Netflix.
Right.
So you make it appear like you're coming from the States. Like right now, I'm using a VPN that looks like I'm coming from Florida.
Well, ask you though the larger question about these internet access internet service providers. How do you feel about the actual ability of them to sell your information?
Well, I believe they've been doing it illegally for many years.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that
now they're just trying to make it legal.
Well, let's see. I don't know if there's any information that suggests that. But one way or the other, with this new bill that's expected to be changed, we will have a change in the way they do business.
Yeah.
528 on WMAL.
Larry here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. It's time to march into summer. I know, it's 3 months away, but now's the time to get that body going. There's enough time to make a significant change. I have a crazy schedule, just like you, and I like to go out just like you, and I'm telling you, it's worth it. Find the time. When I jumped on EMP, they had me stand on this futuristic-looking scale that calculated my body composition numbers. From those numbers, we laid out a weekly plan and set goals. Well, after less than 3 months, I'm getting close to my next goal. My 35-pound goal. Do you have any idea what 35 pounds lighter looks like, feels like? It's significant. It's huge. How many pounds could you stand to lose? You really don't know until EMP runs your numbers. Get in now, today. Follow the plan, and by summer, you'll be saying, wow, like I am. The time is now, my friends. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Finding Relief After Failed Spinal Surgery on Wednesday, April 5th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain, lack of energy, depression, or back and joint pain? Well, now's the time to do something about it, today. Listen to this special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing and visit them online for details.
Control your allergies through a natural integrative approach of chiropractic and nutrition from the Roselle Center for Healing. Take advantage of our spring new patient offer for just $125. For details, visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
And coming up, there were lots of fireworks on MSNBC, and they just don't seem to stop. We've got fireworks with Mika, with Evelyn, with April, and Sean. And more. If I had three more, I'd have all the seven dwarfs. We'll talk about that coming up next. It is 5:30. Here's WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Maryland Senate President says a controversial bill that would add protections for people in the U.S. illegally will not pass the Senate in its current form. Mike Miller says the state needs to allow immigrants to live in freedom, as he puts it, but not to protect felons who are here illegally and end up in the judicial system. The Trust Act passed the House last week, but Governor Larry Hogan had said that even if the Senate did pass it, he would veto it immediately. Breaking news this morning, a Montgomery County police officer involved in the chase of a stolen car on I-270 was hit by a car early this morning. The officer was struck by a passing car when he got out of his cruiser on southbound 270 near Clarksburg. He has non-life-threatening injuries, we're told. Police are still looking for the two people who were in that stolen car. A 20-year-old woman has a court date this afternoon to answer to charges of assault on a police officer after an incident near the U.S. Capitol yesterday. Capitol Police say Talia Everett crashed into a police cruiser and nearly hit several officers. Officers then opened fire in an effort to stop her. With the investigation into Russia's election meddling stalled in the House, the Senate Intelligence Committee is stepping up as the leaders try to strike a tone of bipartisanship.
We will get to the bottom of this.
Senate Intelligence Committee Vice Chairman Democrat Mark Warner promising a thorough investigation into Russia's meddling in the 2016 election. Warner appearing Wednesday with Chairman Richard Burr. As telling as anything that Burr and Warner said was the tone of Wednesday's appearance by the two senators.
We're partners to see that this is completed and that we've got a product at the end of the day that we can have bipartisanship in supporting.
That ideal of bipartisanship, one that has deteriorated rapidly in the House investigation into Russia's election meddling. I'm Reid Binion.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,659, the NASDAQ at 5898. Sports, John Wall's 41 points are not enough as the Wizards lose to the Clippers. The Caps beat Colorado. In Florida, the Nats and O's both lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You probably just got that reminder in the mail in the form of a maintenance fee that, yes, you still own that timeshare. And that timeshare maintenance fee always seems to go up. Last year, the average maintenance fee was $920. If you're tired of paying for a timeshare that you're not using or can't use, visit Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out safely, legitimately, and forever, or you get every penny back. With local experts right here in Alexandria and Towson, visit TimeshareExitTeam.com.
2017, new year, new administration, and maybe even, with the right real estate agent, new neighbors. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and if you've been considering selling your home, take my advice and call Frank Prindle today. Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance is an expert on real estate, and he has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and for more money than other local agents. When George was looking to sell his Rockville investment property, he trusted Frank. Frank listed it, engineered the perfect marketing plan, and generated multiple offers. The home sold quickly and for top dollar. There's no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel, and it's no secret that I trust Frank. So call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
At Carefree Office Technology, we take care of all businesses, just like we did for our new friends at WMAL. They needed a new printer, and we set them up the very next day. If your copier or printer is down, call Carefree Office Technology at 703-385-1700. And for new customers, get your first month's lease free. Call 703-385-1700 for details, or visit carefreeoffice.com. We'll get you up and running. Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned business.
Homeowners, did you know the Fed just hiked rates by a quarter of a percent and are planning two more hikes by the end of the year? Home equity lines and credit cards are directly affected by that, so brace yourself. Our friends at Network Capital Funding Corporation want to let WMAL listeners know their rates are lower than before the rate hike. Consolidate high-interest debts into one low payment. It's a perfect time to refinance with low rates and property values rising. Check out their 10-year fixed mortgage rate of 2.875% with an APR of 3.19%. Call
call 800-700-8068 and take advantage of this 10-year fixed rate of 2.875% with an APR of 3.12%. Network Capital is a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending. This makes the process fast, simple, and secure. Call 800-700-8068 and listen to The Mortgage Show, heard at 1 p.m. on Saturdays, featuring Network Capital.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a pretty good start, Bill, around the Beltway, Virginia, and Maryland. No major incidents or problems reported, so we're looking good and up at speed. Same story with 270 between Frederick and the Beltway. Now, heading through town, a stretch of Pennsylvania Avenue, they just reopened it. Fire department activity has wrapped everything up between Alabama Avenue and Minnesota Avenue. That had been closed down for a while with, again, fire department activity, which is now gone, so not affected as Pennsylvania Avenue anymore. Heading across the 14th Street Bridge, quiet onto lower 14th Street, Anacostia Crossing's looking good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Ice dry start to the day. We'll squeak out a dry day today before the rain arrives to wrap up the month tomorrow. Clouds and sunshine early, mostly cloudy later, 56. Rain after midnight tonight, 47. Rain and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Woodbridge, 43 in Rockville, 49 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 5:36 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning. Joining us at 7:05, Chair of the Republican Party of Virginia, John Whitbeck, will be here with us, and he'll give us the latest on the governor's race. Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot is here at 7:35 to talk beer with us and the pending Brewers Bill, good thing or bad thing. And at 8:05, Matt Schlapp from the American Conservative Union to talk about Nunes and another health care vote possibility and how things got heated on MSNBC. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
And we have a story here that is sort of generating a lot of interest. It slipped in under the radar because it happened over on the Morning Joe show on MSNBC, and you know, nobody watches that. But because it was there and it took a little while to be found, it is now all of a sudden raising a few eyebrows. It was an interview with, among other people, a woman by the name of Farkas, Evelyn Farkas. Now, she was a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Ukraine, and Eurasia in the Obama White House, and she left office and left her position there in 2015. So she wasn't there during the campaign, but listen very carefully to what she said to Mika Brzezinski during this interview, and it seems to confirm that indeed the Obama administration was spying on the Trump campaign. Listen very carefully. This, again, is Evelyn Farkas speaking on MSNBC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you actually knew about this attempt to get and preserve information, and full transparency, we're doing some work yourself. Tell us about that.
Well, I was urging my former colleagues and frankly speaking, the people on the Hill. Mm-hmm. It was more actually aimed at telling the Hill people, get as much information as you can, get as much intelligence as you can before President Obama leaves the administration, because I had a fear that somehow that information would disappear with the senior people who left. So it would be hidden away in the bureaucracy, that the Trump folks, if they found out we knew what we knew about the Trump staff's dealing with Russians, that they would try to compromise those sources and methods, meaning we would no longer have access to that intelligence. So I became very worried because not enough was coming out into the open, and I knew that there was more. We have very good intelligence on Russia. So then I had talked to some of my former colleagues, and I knew that they were trying to also help get information to the Hill.
All right. Some of my former colleagues still on the inside, trying to get information to the Hill, but it was this little snippet that sort of caught everybody's attention.
I had a fear that somehow that information would disappear with the senior people who left. So it would be hidden away in the bureaucracy, that the Trump folks, if they found out how we knew what we knew about the Trump staff's dealing with Russians.
Wow. She seems to confirm that the people on the inside were spying, and we were trying to make sure that everybody got this information. She also did an interview with Ezra Klein back in February of this year, and here's part of that interview. The reason I was so upset last summer was I was getting winks and hints from inside that there was something really wrong here. Well, she was on the outside, and the winks and hints were coming from people on the inside. Was somebody in the Obama administration who had access to intelligence violating the law by sharing it with somebody on the outside?
I would find that shocking.
Listen, I'm telling you, there's a lot here to unravel, and this woman seems to unwittingly be confirming everything that people have been suspecting all along, that indeed the Obama administration was spying upon the Trump campaign, and that they were trying to get the information leaked out to other people so that the information would not be lost in their minds. Although, I must say, if that was the intention, I have yet to hear anybody say there's some there. Everybody who's looked at the information right. has said that there is no collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. But clearly, they were listening and they were watching. That line about, you know, look, you know, we if they ever knew what we knew and how we were getting this information, that's very concerning.
It's huge.
That's really huge. And so this woman seems to be oblivious to the fact that she's saying things that are absolutely, in many ways, confirming what others have suspected. I would say that Evelyn Farkas needs to be subpoenaed by somebody over that is investigating this matter and put under oath and ask a few questions.
Evelyn Farkas takes the fifth in 3, 2, 1.
But how can you take the fifth if you've already been on TV?
They take the fifth for everything and get away with it, please.
If you've been on TV already saying these things, that's the weird thing about
it. It doesn't matter. They take the fifth on everything.
Listen, this Russian thing, it's hard to know exactly what's going on, and we're going to try to unravel this throughout the morning. Matt Schlapp will be along. He has some things to say about this. The thing I keep coming back to is that I do now see that there seems to be some there to the concerns that the Trump people have that they were being spied on after the election or perhaps leading up to the election. On the other side of the equation, about whether or not there was some collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians, everybody who looks at the evidence that's out there and then comes on and talks about it later in some unclassified way, which is not illegal for them to do, seems to be sending the message there isn't anything there. But yet the investigations go on. So right now, I think that Evelyn Farkas has given us something that is a really interesting nugget that needs to be followed up on. And by the way, my thanks to the people over at the Twitchy team who put this together. They put all of these elements together and noticed that what had been said on MSNBC. Otherwise, we might not have even noticed it.
Can you go back to the part where she said something about I was getting winks from the inside?
Right.
Just read that very quickly again.
It's an interview with Ezra Klein, and it says, hang on a second. I've got it. Evelyn Fark.
I'm sorry. She said I was getting winks from the inside.
The reason I was so upset last summer was I was getting winks and hints from the inside that there really was something wrong here.
But what is wrong? What was she getting winks and was there something wrong with the Trump campaign? Or was there
what she's suggesting.
Okay, I thought that was interesting.
It's 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Army Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, commander of Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve, told reporters that the death of innocent civilians during war is a terrible tragedy that weighs heavily on everyone. The commander also said there are a lot of conflicting reports about what brought down a building or buildings that caused civilian casualties in Mosul, Iraq on March 17. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig.
It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
When you buy from Tedbridge Ford, you get life. Tedbridge for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage. It doesn't end after 10 years. It doesn't end after 100,000 miles. It never ends. Drive a new 2016 Ford F-150 for up to $12,000 off MSRP. And only Tedbridge gives you their exclusive Tedbridge for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Tedbridge.com.
Sticker number 61961 or the proof credit plus tax, tag, and title. $689.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates apply. All to dealer. Must take delivery by 3/31/17. See dealer for details.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're cruising here, early start. No problems reported. 66. Well, we had a broken down car heading eastbound past 123. That was quickly over to the shoulder, so it didn't cause any problems. On 95, normal start here in Aquia and Dale City, just the volume on the increase. Same story with 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown. Watch beyond, though. If you're heading past Gaithersburg and into Rockville, have a report of a stalled car southbound 270 near Falls Road. Now, I'm looking in the traffic cameras. I don't see it, so I can't tell you which lane it's in, but it just keep alert southbound 270 near Falls Road for reported broken down. Around the Beltway through Bethesda, Silver Spring at the Wilson Bridge. It looks fantastic. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pushing some rain into the forecast now as we look ahead toward late tonight and Friday. Friday may even get some thunderstorms. Clear this morning with some high clouds starting to filter in. We'll go through the day, become mostly cloudy, 56. Rain after midnight tonight, 47. Rain and thunderstorms tomorrow, 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, it's 46 degrees at 547. And your traffic and weather is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
And it is 5:47. I am Mary Welter alongside Brian Wilson. Man, we are setting some records. I don't know if these are good records or bad records, but the record of immigrants, both legal and illegal, streaming into this country will break a 100-year-old record, and we'll do it in just 6 years. And we are going to continue to smash those records for the rest of the century. And that is according to new data from the U.S. Census Bureau. Already 13.5% of the population are immigrants, and that's going to surge to 15% by 2023. At a conference to discuss the impact on this on public schools, Stephen Camerota, who is the director of research for the Center for Immigration Studies, said the share is going to hit 15% in just 6 years, and that's going to surpass the all-time high that we reached in 1890.
Wow.
It's amazing. And he says if this is unchecked, that this is going to continue to increase throughout much of the century. So it's going to be interesting to see where that goes, whether President Trump decides to start to slow that tide or whether we decide to continue to allow legal immigrants. I mean, this is not just illegal, but legal and illegal immigrants.
Yeah, this is really interesting stuff. And it does have an impact on schools, and that does impact our taxpayers.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, this is not something that's just happening in a vacuum. It actually does have impact on your life, and we've noticed it around here, where the schools are starting to feel the impact of people coming here from other countries who don't speak particularly good English, and they have to educate these kids. That costs you money. I'm very interested, though, in something that I saw out of Annapolis yesterday. You know, there was this this bill that many people say would have made Maryland a sanctuary state.
Yes.
And it was making its way in a pretty effective way through the House and Senate. The governor had said he would veto it, but it was pretty close whether or not the Democrats would have had the votes to override it. Well, Mike Miller, the Democratic president of the Maryland Senate, very powerful man in the state of Maryland, perhaps the second most powerful man in the state, has said that bill's going nowhere. He says we are not going to make Maryland a sanctuary state. And he has sent the bill back to committee for refinement. which is, you know, sometimes a way that you send it back to the committee to die.
Mm-hmm.
One hopes that that is what is going to happen here. But Mike Miller making it very clear it was not coming to the floor of the Senate in its current form, which I think is a very good thing. And he went out as far as to say Maryland will not become a sanctuary state. This is good news.
Yeah, and yet, on the other hand, you have Seattle, who has now joined Los Angeles in suing the federal government, citing the 10th Amendment that deals with states' rights. Mm-hmm. So suddenly, all of a sudden, they're all about states' rights. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Isn't that funny?
When it works to your advantage, you're right.
Yeah, they say the goal of the suit is to have a judge declare this executive order unconstitutional. That the executive order that gives Jeff Sessions, that he just said he will enforce to take some federal money away from these sanctuary,
right.
Self-declared sanctuary cities. The other thing I've noticed is that self-declared sanctuary cities are suddenly no longer sanctuary cities. Look, we're not a sanctuary city. That's not what we're doing. We're still enforcing the laws.
Right.
But, and what they're playing word games now to decide what is a sanctuary city, what is not. Also, a federal judge in Hawaii placed a stronger hold on President Trump's executive order to temporarily suspend immigration from those six countries. District Judge Derek Watson issued that first hold. And now a second judge has now placed a stronger hold on that. They're going to have to fight in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, it's going to have to go up the line a little bit. And if we ever get to the issues in this case, the president will win. Absolutely.
But the game is to keep him from getting to the issues. And that is absolutely that is the problem here. Also, very quickly, Border Patrol agents reporting that illegals trying to cross the border are now just flat out violent with them. They just flat out attack the Border Patrol. And that is very dangerous. We cannot have that. It is 5:51. Here's El Rushbow.
President Trump's efforts to build the wall continue. The Department of Homeland Security is getting bids from lots of companies that want to help build it. Trump administration's asking Congress for $1 billion to spend on it this year. Now, Senate Democrats want no part of this. They met with LaRaza and promised that they'll make sure it doesn't happen. Chuck Schumer told LaRaza Democrats will do whatever it takes to stop the wall. Robert Menendez, New Jersey, said that Congress shouldn't pay a dime because, after all, Trump claimed he'd make Mexico pay for it. Now, LaRaza asked Democrats to do whatever they had to, including shutting down the government, when a stopgap spending measure comes up in April. Schumer didn't commit the Democrats to it, but he said he hoped Republicans would not put the wall funding request in the spending measure. Well, it looks like Schumer's hope is the Republicans' command. Senator Roy Blunt, top Republican Senate Committee on Appropriations, just said that they probably won't include Trump's request to fund the wall until next year. So the news isn't that Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are pressured by LaRaza. The news is that the Republicans are afraid of a Democrat government shutdown because they think they'll get blamed for it, even though the Democrats are responsible for it. And they're probably right.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, if you're getting your land ready for spring, you need a tractor. But how do you know if you're buying the right tractor? Well, talk to somebody who already has one. Like the 98% of Mahindra owners who would recommend a Mahindra to their friends. That's right, folks, 98%. Mahindra stands behind their tractors and utility vehicles with the industry's leading warranties. They're made to last with real steel, not plastic. And Mahindra's utility vehicles are even built right here in the USA. Trust your land to the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on Earth, and you'll discover why Mahindra is the world's number one selling tractor. To become the next satisfied Mahindra owner, learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women, unless you got Genucel. Genucel is the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix, and ladies and gentlemen, you'll have no bags and puffiness under the eyes with Genucel. Listen to Susan from New Jersey. She wrote, I've been using Genucel for a couple of months, and the puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. It's not just you, Susan. I love it too. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. I guarantee it. And right now, during the Chamonix Spring Clearance event, Chamonix will double your order absolutely free. Call now, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Order now, and Chamonix is going to upgrade you to free shipping for a limited time only. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, Herndon area, we have a car fire reported on 28 as you head northbound near Frying Pan Road, which is south of the toll road. I'm not seeing any delays through that stretch, but again, on 28 near Frying Pan Road, car fire reported. If you're coming in on the Greenway, toll road this morning, off to a quiet start. Had a stalled car east on 66 near 123, out of the roadway, no factor. Looks like we're up at speed there. A little bit sluggish, though, through Falls Church, for sure. DC 295 coming southbound. Here we go with the volume just on the increase here, right as you merge off the 50 down toward Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Start off fairly clear and sunny. We'll roll through the day with a mix of clouds and sunshine early, and then we'll become overcast later, 56. Going to get some rain tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 46 degrees at 556 on WMAL.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you routinely hear me on this very station talking about the success we've had as the region's most competitive mortgage lender. I thought you'd like to hear it from someone else for a change.
I'm Oscar Santana, national talk show host and entrepreneur. In the world of broadcasting, as in the world of startups, speed is everything. What I loved about Mark and the guys at Cornerstone, their guarantee made sure that I got to closing on time and I couldn't be happier. They guaranteed the best rate. They actually told me to go look for a better rate. I went out, talked to some banks. Nobody could beat Mark's rate. Their guarantee made sure that I had a great experience and had a successful closing.
At Cornerstone First, we offer programs including FHA, VA, reverse mortgages, conforming jumbo, and the guarantee to meet or beat any advertised special on this station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you had your home previously listed and it didn't sell, then here's why it's so important to call my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The fact is, Sarah and Debbie's homes are more likely to sell and will not sit. One huge reason why is that Sarah and Debbie have over 5,500 ready buyers in their database looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds sell homes three times faster and net their sellers nearly 6% more money on average. Sarah and Debbie are so confident your home will sell that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Sarah and Debbie sold Ronald's home in less than 3 weeks after it was on the market with another agent for 9 months. Don't just hire any realtor to negotiate your equity with painful listing times. No. Call the Reynolds Team. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next graduate session starts April 5th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
It's 5:59. Here's what's coming up on WMAL.
In one corner, Sean Spicer. In the other corner, journalist April Ryan. It's a battle for the ages.
And an Italian restaurant has banned children under the age of 5, and as predicted, people are hammering or praising the owner. It is now 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station. We're